Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, Yerushalmi, daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Mabez. We're out of Hilcha Shabbos for a little while, because remember the Mishnah, until we get to the next Mishnah, the Mishnah spoke about the 18 Dvarim. The 18 Dvarim that was enacted in the attic of Hanani ben Chizki ben Gurion, including some of the Isurim related to Shabbos, mostly related to Tumah V'Tahara, as we saw, and a couple of other details along the way. So we went through a number of the Dinim Darabanan, Xeris Darabanan, and there's a question about which ones were unanimous and which ones were voted in. So now we're just detailing, as the Gemara and the Bavli goes through, some of the ones that were mentioned. So we're in the one of Gvina. Gvina, the cheese, which the Gemara relates here to the milk. What is the issue of the cheese or milk that was where a non-Jew milked the cow, because we're nervous that he stuck in some non-kosher milk. Stuck up some non-kosher milk, right? Unlike, this is different than most of the others, Gzeiros are not based on Chash Davar Tameh, but based on Chasmas, based on intermarriage. That's Bishul and Pas and Yayin, right? All of those. Meaning, even if I know exactly and I'm watching, still it's going to be a problem. By Chalav, that's not true. By Chalav, the only problem is the Chash that there was mixed in the Davar Tameh. Therefore, if you're watching, it's not a problem. If you're watching, it's not a problem. And that's the, what the Gemara says yesterday. Omed hu Yisrael be'eder. A Jew could stand there. A Jew doesn't have to do the actual milking. It's not like the other Xeris of Pas and Bishul. As long as the guy does it. And the language of the Bavli is that a Jew could stand on the edge of the Eder, even sitting. If he would stand up, he would be able to see the guy. So that's good enough. That's good enough because a goy is mirtas, that the Jew might stand up at any moment, and therefore that's considered as if a Jew is seeing. As if a Jew is seeing, that is the Gemara in the Bavli, and again, I'll hint it to here in the Yerushalmi as well. Right, related to that, that's the famous, and I could really call this famous, I could always say, you know, we can make it famous, but this one is really famous, and that is the Ramosha Heter of Chalav Yisrael. Right, there are three or four, five or six chuvas of Ramosha that the whole world knows about and relies on, whether they know about it or not, right? The Kli Shlishi is one of them. But here's another one, and that is the Chalav Yisrael, right? When someone says that they don't drink Chalav Yisrael, that's really not true. It's really everybody has to drink Chalav Yisrael. That's a din, right? We saw yesterday and the day before that Pas, that's a Chumrah. That's a Chumrah. Somebody could say, I'm not Makbid for Pas Yisrael. I eat Pas Akum. That's true. That's true. It has to be kosher ingredients, but a person could say that's true, and they should be, and the Shulchan Aruch says be machmer just during the Aseres Yemei tshuva. But in terms of chalav, you know, it's a halacha. So Rav Moshe writes, again, he has a number of tshuvas about this. The first one here is in 1960. B'dvar machal Shabbos b'farhesya. Oh, that's a different one. Says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says here in the, here, 1954, Tavshin Yud Dalad. Ubedavar Chalav Shal Companies, Aleph Mem Zayin in Yerodea, Chalav Shal Companies, Bimedina Seinu in America, Asher Yish Pikuach HaMemshala, where there's governmental standards, Vim Ya'arvu Chalav Behema Tamei, and if any non-kosher milk is mixed in, and they find out about it, Ye Anshu, they will be fined, the companies, Vigam Yaskiru Se'ezer Shalom, they'll close their factories, Valachain, Vadim Mirsas Melarev. That's just like that. Has the same halacha as if a Jew is sitting outside the herd. Same halacha as that. Totally different mitzvahs, but it's the same idea. Yesh tam gadol lahatir afalo shidisabri chadash mishum deikar deyedia brura hu kiriya mamish. Wow, that's Rav Moshe's lashon. Sometimes clear cut knowledge is as if you saw it. Yedia brura hi kiriya mamish. And he quotes a raya by from Shmuel Lama Dalid. And he quotes from the Tosfos in Yevamos about Tilas Ger, right? Do the judges have to see Mamish going into the water, coming out of the water, especially a woman? No. Right. You have to have circumstantial going in and afterwards, you know, one sees, before and after, without getting into details, that's considered Yedia. Vizeo geder anan sadi, shematina barmi makomos. Vafla edi kiyum de kiddushin. And even though by edi kiyum by kiddushin, you don't say that's good enough. Ela hayichud hu kiro abia mamish vanasid if shizku mura, vachulit continues. This is Rav Moshe. And there are a couple of other tshuvas about it, but this is Rav Moshe's, heter of chalav akum. And again, he says, if one wants to be machmir, it's good to be machmir. Baal nefesh. Bal Nefesh, he writes, and even though he says maybe there's a very, very far-fetched chance that, and maybe they'll accept Shochat, Rav Moshe says you don't have to worry about this. And again, Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas about this, but that's related to milk. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, and that the Gemara quotes another daya that says maybe, right in the name of Rav Shua ben Levi, maybe the issue of chalav is not based on non-kosher, but it's based on gilui. You're worried that the milk was left over open, and therefore maybe a snake got in, and that's a problem. Rambam Tahara, please. Rambam Tahara. Good. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah Idios. V'yamdu, so v'yamid, so the Gemara says, why don't you let the cheese and let the milk sit there and see if it curdles. See if it curdles, because you'll see at that time that any poison that the snake might have put in flows to the top, and then you can skim off the venom on the top. So why don't you just say, v'yamid, amar shvel bar av yitzchak, v'bnei iraz hanasa b'inan akavim, because not all of it's going to skim to the top. If you curdle the milk and you make it solid, there are going to be some holes in the cheese. And therefore, some of the poison might get trapped in those holes. It won't just all flow to the top. And therefore, it's still dangerous. You can't use any of the milk, according to this daya. V'tani kena, we learned in a braisa that not all poison flows to the top. Shlosha irisin hain, right? We have this Gemara, if you remember, earlier, in Seder's Rhyme, right? There are three, we had a couple of dafim relating to poison and gilui a couple of mesechtas ago. Says the Gemara, the Bryce says, there are three types of poisons. Echad sof, one floats to the top. Echad shokea, one goes on the bottom. Echad asu kisvache, one is like a netting. V'omi milamale, it's on top of certain things. It's in the middle. V'yomi d'Rabbi Yirmiyah is galian gigisa desidra ruba. In the days of Rabbi Yirmiyah, there was a story that a barrel of the base medrash of water was revealed. Shasun kadmoi v'lo maisun. Some students drank from it, they didn't die, nothing happened. Achroa yumaisun. And then the later students drank from it, and they died. Ani omer, ireshokehavi. It must have been one of those sinking poison, because the first ones didn't die, and the second ones died. Similarly, pola yahavi betura, there were workers on the mountain, isgalis kulsadamaya. Right, they found, it was nisgale, their canteen of water. Shosun kadmai velo maisun, achroa yumaisun. Again, the first ones did not die, the later ones died. Ani omer, Ires shokehavi, it must have been a sinking poison. And therefore, even if the first ones nothing happened, you can't drink the second one. That's still dangerous. Good, we continue. There's another brisa that says, the Tosefta. Hashemen vachometz atzir vamuris vadvash. So this brisa has a machlokas about these five liquids. Oil, vinegar, brine, muris was the mush we had yesterday, also mixed with the fish brine, maybe a little wine in there, and honey. There's no issue of gilui. Ain by Mishum Gilui. There's no issue of Gilui there. You don't have to be worried about it. For Rabbi Shimon Oser. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you know, those are also. So again, we hate to say that it's a machlokas and metzias, right? Do snakes, go and drink from these liquids? So Mistama, there's a certain percentage, and the question is whether Halacha takes into account that percentage. Some Rishonim, Tosfos in Chulin, says that according to the Tanakhama, right, these five are not. That means all other liquids in life are. These five, you don't have to worry about gilui. So no, the Gemara says that the three mashkins, yayin and chalav and mayim, those are the three. Yesh ba mishum gilui, and those are the only ones. And when the Tanakhama says not these five, he only said not these five because Rabbi Shimon asers these five. That's why the Tanakhama says these five. Rabbi Shimon Oser, he asers these five plus the other three that everyone agrees to. But really, the Tanakhama says that all others, besides those three of Chalav, Yayin, and Mayim, they would be okay. They would be okay. Continue. Mod of Racham, Rabbi Shimon, but Racham would agree to Rabbi Shimon that it is a problem, Kisharo, so no care. When you see a snake poking around and sticking his head into that liquid, then you have to be Choshesh. Then you have to be Choshesh that maybe something was left in there. Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, as we know, Me'ikar Adin, we do not paskin mayim gluyim is a usher, right? There's a question in the Rishonim how that happened, but the Shulchan Aruch says mashkim shenizgalu asrim chachamim dechayshin shemeshosa nachash mehem v'hitol b'neres. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch kuf tezayin yaradeya. V'achshav continues the Shulchan Aruch shein nachashim mitzuyim b'neinu mutter. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Bali Atosfis that bisman hazeh, because there aren't snakes that are going around putting venom into the liquids, it is allowed. There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim in a few places. This is one of them, and that is, how do you just get rid of the din? Don't we usually know, ava bishabatel atam lo batel hagzera? Even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, you can't get rid of the gzera, right? We don't have that power, which we'll talk more about by the Shem a little bit later. But here, for some reason, and by a couple of other contexts, once the reason falls apart, so then the din falls apart. That's a question on the Tosfos. Tosfos says it about the certain types of clapping and dancing on Shabbos. Bizman Hazeh, we don't fix instruments, so this extension of Hilcha Shabbos, the Shemi Yisakin Klei Shir, that doesn't apply. And again, the Rishon, and the Rama quotes that. Rama quotes that in Hilcha Shabbos. And the Rishonim wonder, you know, just because the reason doesn't apply anymore, we don't say that by many of the Isurim, by the Gzera of Shechikas Samamanim, of Refuah on Shabbos, and others. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch says it here, that it's we don't have to be worried about it. The Gra, the Pesach Teshuvah here, I think quotes the Gra here, that says, yeah, and the Shla. Vayin Shla, to become Akam Shomer Nafsha Yerchak Mizeh, Vaharaya, Sherei Tur, Kasson, the Chaladinim, Echad Meam Lanosa. The Turk quotes all these dinim. So I think it's still alacha ubahan hagas hachased agra zal kusav gamkin sheyinizar maod bedavar ze harotz alizar yayin kaladinim betur. If you want to know the alachas, look in the tour. Even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't go into all the details, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting. The very next halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is not to eat fish and meat together. And there he doesn't say. But nowadays we don't do that because we don't know any of the danger. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that back to back. And only the snake one, he says, the achshav, there's no nachash mitsuyim so mutter. But the next one, sorach lizar shalalech al basav adag biyachad, mipnei shekashe litzaras. Even though we might not understand that one either, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tav, Tani Kain. We also have a brisa that says that there's more circumstantial evidence about the snake than we're choshish for it. Avatiach shenikar v'achlo mimenu asar b'nei adam. If you have a melon that had fang marks, like an animal, a snake, bit into it, and 10 people ate from it, and they were okay. And even if 10 people drank from wine, that was Nisgala, you can't eat or drink after them. Maybe it's irishokeya, and therefore, it still could be a problem, and you cannot drink from it. Period. That's all relating to the chalav. Right, the two reasons, the second reason for the chalav is my guluyim. Next, shimna, the next item on the list of exeris were the oil of the non-Jews. So Gemara says, mi aser es ha-shemen, which bezdin aser the shemen? Beshamay and Beis Hillel. They aser the shemen, it was much earlier. Rav Yehuda Amar, Daniel aser es ha-shemen, Daniel of Tanakh fame, that Daniel, right? Tanakh, right, that Sefer Daniel, one of the most exciting svarim, underappreciated. Who learns that? Many people don't learn Daniel. Some of the middle prakim are hard Aramaic. But the couple of first couple of prakim, the last couple of prakim are about nevuas that we don't really understand so much. But the first 7-8 prakim are amazing. About very exciting stories. So Daniel was the one that asked the Shemen, right? Based on the pasuk, Vayasan Daniel alibo asher lo yizgaal befas bag hamelech. He won't be miskael. He won't be affected negatively by the bread. Ubiyayin mishtiyo. And the yayin and the wine, and we say mishtav. Mishtav is plural. Drinks. And he's not going to be defiled by the pas of the Bag HaMelech and the drinks. What drinks? What's the double drinks? Says the Karban Eda. Bishtei mishto zakas medaber. Echad mishta yayin ve'echad mishta shemen. So you see Daniel already asered oil. Rav Acha, Rav Tanchlo Bar Chia, b'shem Reb Yochanan, v'ista Amri Lo, b'shem Reb Shua Ben Levi, shohayu olin alav lahar hamelech, v'neheragin alav. They used to go up to Har HaMelech because they didn't want to take the oil from the Umos Olam around them, and they used to be killed based on it because it was a dangerous place going to the Har HaMelech. The Karban Eda, shokayim gzeir zushal shemen, v'yu neheragin min asonin aleyin shayishas hashmad. So either it was just a dangerous area, or because they made the gzera and they didn't want Jews to follow the halacha, so when they saw them following the halacha of trying to get their own oil, they killed them. So it was dangerous. Umiyatiro. So who was the one that made the Xera Daniel? And who was the one that matired? Because we know nowadays the Mishnah already says, or the Gemara at least says, that the Shemen, we've never heard of Shemen, because that was matired already, very early. Right? Oil of Goyim. There's no such Xera nowadays. So we have Chalav and Pas and Yayin, but no Shemen. Why? Because that was matired very early. Rebbe Ubezdino Itir B'Shemen. Rebbe and his Bezdin. The Rishonim and Avodah Zarah say it doesn't really mean Rebbe. It was really Rebbe's grandson, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Wasn't Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, as we call Rebbe. It was a later generation. But either way, it's pretty late, as we'll see. B'Shloshim Makamos Dik Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi Rabo Seinu. And there are really three areas, three cases where it says Rabo Seinu matired, and it's a reference to this person, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Begitin, by Gittin, what's the case of Gittin? That's the case where the Mishnah says in Gittin, the Karman Eda quotes it, a person says, this is your get, if I don't come back within 12 months, and he didn't come back within 12 months. So really, that get should not be a get, because he didn't say me'achshav. He said, this should be a get if I don't come back in 12 months, and he died during the 12 months. And a get you can't give a get l'achar misa, so really that should not be a good get. If a person says me'achshav, it should work retroactively, then fine. But if not, so this person didn't say it, so it shouldn't be good. But the Gemara says in Gittim, Raboseinu Hitiru, right? The Raboseinu said, no, this is also a good get. She doesn't have to do chalitza. Why? Because they hold like Rabbi Yossi, Zmano Shoshtar Mochiyah Chalav. Why is there a date in this get of today? Even though he didn't say Me'achshav, why is there today's date? It must be he wants it to be Me'achshav, even though it doesn't say Me'achshav. So that's Gittim. That's one case where Raboseinu Matir, it could still be a good get. Ubishemen, our case of oil. Right, Shemen, the Imatir, the Shemen. Ubis Sandal. And Sandal is, that's from, the third parak in Meseches Nida, all the types of, cases of miscarriage, where something comes out and you're not sure what it is, whether it's a fetus, whether it's a male, a female. So what's the halacha of the mother? And Tumas Leda, and Tumas Nida. So the Raboseinu say, right, if a Sandal, that's a crushed fetus comes out. So the Tanakhama that says there, you have no idea, you know, what it is. So you have to be machmir all around. Be machmir to treat it like a zachar, like an akeva, meaning a zachar only has 7 days of tumas, of yemetara. An akeva has longer days of, I'm sorry, yemachmir. So she has tumas, you made tumah of a girl, which is 14, and you have tumas, yemetara of a boy, which is less, right? 33, not 66. So you're machmer all around. And Raboseinu say, no, it has to have a tsura of a face, tsuras panim. If it has no tsuras panim, you don't think it's a fetus. So that's a heter. That's a heter. It has to have, if it doesn't have a tsuras panim, then it's not called a fetus at all and tahar. So all those three are cases where we have the phrase in Chazal of Raboseinu. And that Raboseinu really means this, Rabbi Yudanasiya. He had three heterim in these three contexts. Says the Gemara, Vikru lo bezin sharya. He matured these three cases. Shouldn't Bezdin have a reputation of a permitting Bezdin? Should call Bezdin Shumavatal Shlosha Dvarmu Nikra Bezdin Sharya. So, and why don't they have that reputation? Right? They have the reputation of the Bezdin Sharya. Bezdin permitting. Amar of Yudin Bar Yishmael Bezdino Chalakala Begitin. By Gittin, they wanted to be matured, but the other Bezdin said it's not a good get. Meaning, it wasn't accepted, that heter. Wasn't accepted. They wanted a matir, but wasn't accepted, so it's not a bezdin that matired in the three cases, so it only matired two, and therefore they don't have that reputation. So here comes the big kasha, though. Daniel in Ksuvim, he made this takana, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya got rid of it? Is that allowed? Rabbi Yonasan, they changed the gerus, Rabbi Yonasan, boy. Velo kataninan. Didn't we learn it in the Mishnah in Masechet Idios? Shein bezdin yochal avadah, the rebezdin chaveira, she yegadon menem chachm of minyan. A later Bezdin could only undo an earlier Bezdin's law if they're greater than them. Bechachma, in wisdom, ubeminyan, and in number. For Rebbe Ubezdino matir, mashasa Daniel v'chaburaso. So Rebbe or Rebbe Yudanasiya is matiring what Daniel did? How is that possible? The Rishonim discuss what does it mean greater in chachma and in minyan? Both of those. What does it mean greater in chachma? Right? How do you measure wisdom? How do you measure wisdom? So that's one question. You can measure, you know, the amount of, you know, like, takanas, you know, how do you measure that? How do you measure minyan? That's an even harder question. Minyan, every bezin is the same number. So how do you measure minyan? So the Rambam says, in Hilchas Mamrim. And again, the Bartanura and the other Mefarshim on Mishnah discuss this, but the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim says minyan means number of rabbis that accepted the takanas of the Beis Din. That's how you measure minyan. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the heich yugdol b'minyan, ho v'chol Beis Din u'Beis Din shel shivim b'yechadu. Yes, it's kasha. Every Beis Din is 71. How do you get a greater minyan? Ze minyan chachmei hador shehiskimu v'kiblu hadavar she'amru Beis Din agadol v'lo chilkubo. Right? How many great rabbis listened to the gzera? Right? If you have more than the previous dar, so then that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita, and again, there are other explanations, but we'll leave that for now. Again, look in the Mishnah in Idias, in the Bartanura there, in Ches Dalid, where they mention various pshatim here. So the Gemara, how could he get rid of it? Daniel made the din. So how can a later Beis Din, right, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya wasn't as great as Daniel. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan Kedaita. Rabbi Yochanan must be Lishitasa. Rabbi Yochanan who says that it was made by Daniel, and it was Matar later on. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Lozabar. Tzadak Mekubal Ani, Shekal Gzeira Shebez Din Gozner Latzibur. V'lo Kiblu Rav Atzibur Alein Ein Gzeira. The Misara is, any Gzeira that was not accepted by the Tzibur does not have the teeth of a Gzeira. Right? In the Bavli, there's a little different Lashon. Any gzeira that einat tzibur yochal lamod bo. Not just that they didn't accept it, they couldn't accept it. So either way, it's not a gzeira. Ubadku matzu gzeira shel shem elo kibur av tzibur alayin. And they saw that it wasn't accepted. So again, maybe shem it wasn't accepted, that the lashon by pas was that it was too hard to accept. Right? As we mentioned. And therefore, that's why it was, how do you finish the sentence? That's why it was batel memela. Or no, it was just easier to be mavutal. That's what it seems to be. It seems to be, not that if a gzera wasn't accepted, it's not that, okay, you don't have to keep it, and Beis Din has to revoke it, but it's revocable. It's revocable. It doesn't have the chumrah of not being able to be revoked like an earlier Beis Din. I saw in the, one of the achron in the back, Sefer Eshkol HaSofer. Not sure what that is. Eshkol HaSofer, he says, what does this mean? Right? They didn't accept it. Beis Din made a law. Beis Din made a law, so they didn't accept it. It's our fault. Who pella? Nearly. So he says, maybe it's like based on the Ramban. The Ramban by Kasher Zama. Remember that Ramban in Parshas Shoftim, where the Ramban deals with Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa, one of the most difficult halachas to understand. If Edom Zomim try to kill somebody and they weren't successful, then they're killed. But if they actually were successful, then they're off the hook. Hargu ein neharagin. That's the language of Chazal. We're brainwashed by Rashi, who says Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa. But either way, for us, it's the similar idea. So the Ramban says, Elohim nitza badas kel. Elohim nitza badas kel. Hashem is by every Beis Din. Hashem would not let it happen that an innocent person would have been killed by the greatest rabbis in the world. Right? It's about Elohim nitza badas kel, and therefore, you know, Hashem is there. Hashem wouldn't have let it happen. So if he was killed, he must have been chayev misa for something else. That's the Ramban. And the Ramban ends up by saying, and even though I have this suggestion, it's a Zeres HaKasuf. But that's his suggestion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the Beis Din. So he suggests, if it's true that the Gzera wasn't Mekubal, so it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there, it must be it's not acceptable up in Shemayim either. Then Be'emes don't escape like Gzera Milamata, may rov tzibur, navin shu lohaya Gzera Milamala ve'in Gzera, v'havein. Okay, that's his suggestion. Okay, either way, We continue, and Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marasa Nachas the Nitzivin. Yitzchak Bar Marasa went down to Nitzivin. Nitzivin was a little up north in the Syria area. So he went to Nitzivin. We know Nitzivin from Psachim Dav Gimel. Remember, if you did Ben Beseira, he's in Nitzivin, and his net is Perusa in Yerushalayim. Right? He gave advice to that Arimian who was eating the Karban Pesach. So he was in Nitzivin. Ashkach Rav Simloi Hadromi. So he found Rav Simloi Hadromi. Everyone from southern Eretz Yisrael was called Dromi, right? Because the centers of Halacha and Torah at that time, remember, was Tveria and Tzipori and all those places. So he finds Rav Simloi Hadromi, Yosef Adarish, Rebbe Yebez Dino, Hitir B'Shemin. He was darshaning the Seter. This is what Yitzchak Bar Shmuel hears. He hears that they matered it, and then he goes back to Bavel to report this. To report that Shemin was matir. Shmuel kabli lavi va'achal. Shmuel heard about this and he accepted it. And Shmuel started eating Shemin of Goy. Rav lo achal. Rav won. Amar le Shmuel. Shmuel says to Rav, achol. Wow. Rav, he says, Rav, eat. To locate, if you don't eat, anaksiv alach zakin mamre. I'm going to write you that you are rebellious, right? The Beis Din matter this. How could you not eat? Right? He's not a mamash, a zaki mamre, but he's saying, I'm going to write you something. I'm like, amarle. And we say, ad anataman. So he says to him, while I was, ad anataman, Rav says, when I was still in Eretz Yisrael, ad anataman, remember Rav moved. Rav was a Talmud of Yehuda and Asiya, and then he went to Bavel. So ad anataman, anayada man irale, Rav Simloy adromi. Right? I know the Beis Din. I know the report. Who gave this report that it was matir? Rav Simloy adromi. Miyu. Is he someone who we could rely on? Is he somebody great? So, Marley, Shmuel answered him, B'shem Garmi, you think he only said it in his own name? Lo B'shem Rebbe Beis Dino. The whole Rebbe Nesiya said it. It wasn't just him. And Shmuel pestered him until Rav ate. Right? And this Gemara is the basis for a Rambam. You read a Rambam, you never learn Yerushalmi, you don't know where the Rambam is coming from. Right? But the Rambam says, in Ilchus Machalas Asuros, Perag Yezayin, Shemen Shel Goyim Mutter. It's Mutter. Umisha Osro, Hareza Omeid Bechet Gadol, Mibne Shehimra Alpi Bezdin Shehitiruhu. That's the Rambam, right there. If you don't eat Shemen Shel Goy, you're violating and you're rebelling against the Bezdin that matured it. Radvaza Kesavisha, where does this come from? Yerushalmi Perakama de Shabbos. There it is. Not in the Bavli anywhere. It's right here. The Rambam read Yerushalmi. Right, we ask if the Rishonim had Yerushalmi, so it's not clear if other Rishonim had Yerushalmi. The Rambam clearly had the Yerushalmi. Clearly had the whole Yerushalmi. The Chachmei Svarad, we know they had parts of it. We don't know if they had it all. But that's the Rambam. We continue. Says the Gemara, Bino Sehen. The next Zera was the daughters, right? They assered the daughters. So the Gemara says, Amar Balazar, B'shivak Mechomas Ksiv, Losis Chatinbam. In seven places in the Torah, in some way, it talks about not marrying Goyim. Right? So what are you talking about? It's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It says, Losis Chatinbam, seven different times. And the Mefarshim here on the page try to figure out what the seven psukim are. You gotta stretch a little bit with imagination. Amar Rabbi Avin, Loser Shiva Amamin. No, maybe the psukim are only about the seven nations. And, we're talking about, seven nations. Right? Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua, Unya. And there are other answers to that question. Maybe Yichud, maybe in the Torah it's only marriage and this is outside of marriage. We gave a couple of answers already. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Unya says, maybe it totally doesn't mean what we think. Benosean here does not mean women. It means, Loser is Beitzein. It means their eggs. Benosean means their eggs. Asering, the eggs of the, that the Goy says the Karban Eda roasted. Shesalu Akim Asurin. That's what we're talking about. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, where do you see a bas, a daughter, meaning an egg? That's Basayana, right? One of the non-kosher birds. Basayana, the daughter of the ostrich, the Basayana. Zubait says anamis. It means an egg. So you see the word, Lashon bas, meaning egg. Period. Shechva, again, there's a lot more by each of these, but we need to move. Shechva Zaron, they're Shechva Zera, Xera Drabanan. Says the Gemara, V'lo kinam Rav Acha bar chinin abshem Rav Yochanan. This is against Rav Yochanan. Because Rav Yochanan says, Shechva Zara shall goy tahora. They dafka did not, the Chazal were not metamei, the Shechva Zera of a goy. They didn't. Why? Because they wanted to keep, the Karban Eda here explains. They didn't want to say a goy is exactly like a Jew for all Tumah V'Tahara, because then people wouldn't realize that there's a difference, and people would think it's a din d'oraisa, and they would burn shruma based on a goy's touching it, or a goy's liquids touching it. They didn't want that. They were machmer midirabanan, so they had to keep something different. So this is what they kept different, according to Rabbi Yochanan. They weren't metame the Shechva Zera. Even though lamaisa, the Shechva Zera of a goy always had to be treated as tameh, because there's always some urine in there. We always have to there's some urine, and the urine of a guy was metame the gzera. But they weren't metame the Shechva Zera per se, because they still wanted to keep a chilek between guy and Jew. V'al hilchos balkeri. Next halacha, right? Balkeri, this was the, known as Takanas Ezra. Ezra Sofer said that the balkeri, meaning every time a husband and wife are together, which is fine, every time after that, a person has to go to the mikvah, before they daven, before they learn. That was the Takanas Ezra in the days of old. So Rabbi Babar Acha B'Shem Rabbi, Shona Lachas V'Ena Shona Agados. Rabbi said that even in the days when it was Lamaisa, a person can learn halacha, meaning not get too much in depth without going to the mikvah, but not Agados, which pulls a person more in. Tani Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yossi, Shona Lachas Ruglios. Halachas that you are accustomed to, Ragil. That you can learn, because again, it's not so deep, but eventually it's yes, as Mishnah, so as long as you don't elaborate and go deep into it. Or maybe some said that the Tachana was only not to say Shem Hashem. Not to say Shem Hashem. And if you're not saying Shem Hashem, then it's all good. We know Lamaisa, the Gzeira does not apply anymore. The Tachana, Tachana Ezra was Mevutal, right? The language of Yehuda ben Beseira, ain't Devei Torah Makablin Tumah. That's the language of the Gemara in Brachas and Chulin, ain't Devei Torah Makablin Tumah, and therefore you can learn we don't have this Tachana anymore. The Rishonim discuss Ezra HaSofer made a Tachana and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira got rid of the Tachana. Same kind of question that was asked on Amud Aleph with Daniel and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. How could Ezra HaSofer make a Tachana and later on, got rid of it? So the Rambam also asked that kasha. The Rambam answered that question in Hilchas Kriyashma and in Hilchas Tfila. I'll read you the one from Hilchas Kriyashma. The last halacha of Hilchas Kriyashma. The last halacha, then the Perek Dalet. The Rambam says, Ezra Bezino Tiknu Shlo Yikra Balkeri Levado Min Shara Tmei Machi Yitbol. A Balkeri cannot say Kriyashma until he goes to the mikvah. V'lo Pashta Takanezu B'chal Yisrael. So the Rambam says, be original. It never took on. It never caught on. V'lo Haya Koach L'Rov Ad Sibur La'amod Bo. It never, the Rambam quote has both formulations. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It never took, never was Nispashet, and Rov Ad Sibur couldn't handle it. L'fichach Batla. Therefore, he was able to mevatel it. Farnagu Kol Yisrael, V'chulu, and he continues. That's the Hilchos Kriyashma, Hilchos Tfila. That's the Rambam. There are other, I think Rabbeinu Yonah, other Rishonim in Brachas say, no, he built in that it was only for a certain amount of time. It was only for, a certain context. Okay. Valhilchas Eretz Ha'amim and Eretz Ha'amim, right? The tomb of Eretz Ha'amim that we think there might have been, graves underneath and, din drabanan also. Volchinam Reb Zeira, Rebbe Bar Avina, B'Shem Reb Yirmiya, Yosef Ben Yoezer, Yisrael, Reb Yosef, Yochanan, Yerushalayim, Gazar, Tumah, Al Eretz Ha'amim. Wasn't it later? Or right by the Zugos. Right, this was the first Zugos. The Zugos listed in Pirkei Avos. Right, the Eretz Ha'amim, the Tumah of the dirt of Eretz Ha'amim was much earlier. And they also, by the way, mentioned, brought out other Gzeiros. Valklei Zruchis, they were the ones that were Gozer, even though glass is not one of the liquids, not one of the materials mentioned in the Torah for Tumah V'Tahara, the Rabbanan were Gozer Tumah on glass, Midurabanan, because it's similar to other materials. Rabbi Yonah Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tiboy, Rabbi Yossi Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tiboy, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Gozru Tumah Klei Zruchis, Amatachos, they were Gozer Tumah on a metal kli. What does that mean? Metals in the Torah. On a metal kli that was broken and then reformed, it keeps the tuma that it had. That's a dindur rabbanon. Hillel v'shamay gozer al taras yadayim. Hillel and Shammai were gozer on washing your hands before you eat bread. So these were just added on parenthetically that the zukos also made these. But the original question stands. What do you mean that Eretz Ha'amim was made by the Shammai Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? It was the earlier zukos. Answer, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'Shem Rabbi Levi, Kach Ha'isa Halacha, B'Yadam V'Shacha Chuha. The earlier generations made it, and then it was forgotten. V'amdu Ashnayim V'Eskimo, Adaz HaRishonim. So the later two, B'Shem Rabbi Silel, worked very hard, and they were able to figure it out again. Well, Lamedcha to teach me, Shkol Dovash Nosa Be'ezan Nafshon Alav. If you work really hard, Sovel Eskayim B'Yadam, you could discover Torah, even Torah that was only there earlier generations. K'moshe Nemar L'moshe Mi'Sinai, as it was given in Sinai. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Va'asyan. Va'asya, El Hashem, we will continue.